Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is June 22nd, 2007, the Feast of Blessed Alban. Tradition tells us that the year was 304. Historians say that it was probably more like 209. Either way, the truth was that being a Christian was dangerous business, even in Britain, so far from Rome. It was in Britain, in a town called Verulamium, that we first learn about a young Roman soldier named Alban. For some reason, he shielded a Christian priest fleeing the persecution, and after listening to him, was converted to the Christian faith himself. When the other soldiers finally tracked the priest to Alban's house and demanded that the priest come out, Alban himself appeared at the door, wearing the priest's clothes, accepting arrest in the place of the priest. When Alban was brought into court, the Venerable Bede says, "The judge happened to be standing before an altar, offering sacrifice to devils. 'What is your family and race?' demanded the judge. 'How does my family concern you?' replied Alban. 'If you wish to know the truth about my religion, know that I am a Christian and ready to do a Christian's duty.' 'I demand to know your name,' insisted the judge. 'Tell me at once.' 'My parents named me Alban,' he answered, 'and I worship and adore the living and true God who created all things.'" The gospel for appointed today says, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." Alban was willing to give up everything for the gospel, and he did. After being tortured, he was martyred in the place of the priest that he was protecting. Today, the town of Verulamium is known as St. Alban's, and there is a very well-known shrine and church on the site of his death. Let us pray. Almighty God, by whose grace and power your holy martyr Alban triumphed over suffering and was faithful even to death, grant us, who now remember him in thanksgiving, to be so faithful in our witness to you in this world that we may receive with him the crown of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on June 24th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.